Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, have you ever had a sad thought that nobody takes any notice of you? Today's Saint Felix of Valois loved to retire into loneliness, out of the sight of men, and being all alone by himself, going unnoticed from the world. Saint Felix was only 3 years old when his mother carried him to Saint Bernard of Clairvaux, the famous Cistercian monk, to offer him there to God. Later, when Pope Innocent II had to escape from Rome and seek refuge in France and in the court of Felix's father, and the father offered his own castle to be the Pope's living place in exile. And in this castle, the Pope often gave his blessing to little Felix, who was still a very young child. And when he was only 10 years old, little Felix got to know that one man was sentenced to death. And so he started to pray for this man, because he did not want him to die a bad death. And through Felix's prayers, this man was set free and became a penitent and died a good death. But then there was a great tragedy in his own family. Felix's father left his mother and was actually excommunicated from the church. This tragedy in his own family strengthened the idea of Saint Felix, which he had already had, that he wanted to retire from the world into loneliness. So he fled from the world to Italy, where he began to live a very austere life with one aged hermit in the Alps. And to execute this plan of his, Saint Felix left home secretly, and the servants of his family, who were sent after him in the purpose to bring him back, believed him dead, and because they were unable to trace him. So they published the rumor that Felix was dead, and so he was totally forgotten by the world and even by his own family. Here, isolated in Italy and the Alps, Saint Felix enjoyed himself and God and studied to purify his own heart and to live only to his own dear Creator, the God in heaven. Here, in his hermitage and in loneliness, Saint Felix did lots of penance, which was known only to God. Saint Felix had no thoughts but of dying in the obscurity of his silent retreat, all forgotten, all abandoned by the world. But then divine providence called him to make him a great instrument of advancing his kingdom. One day, Saint John of Matha, who was lately ordained a priest, had heard much of the wonderful sanctity of Saint Felix. So he sought him out in his desert and joined him as a fellow hermit, two priests making penance together. And after some time, Saint John proposed to him a project of establishing a religious order for the redemption of captives. This was the great plan which Saint John had had for a long time and which he was inspired when he said his first Mass. Saint Felix, even though he was 70 years old, willingly offered himself to do this and to join Saint John to establish a new religious order and to suffer whatever it should please God in the making such charitable plan to come true. So together these two priests decided to ask the permission from the Pope to establish their order. And even though it was in the depth of winter, these two departed and arrived to Rome, where the Pope lives, in January 1198. Pope Innocent III received them well and let them live in his own palace. In this way, Saint Felix, who had been totally abandoned by, totally forgotten by the world, was now taken in by the Pope himself to live in the Pope's palace. After many audiences and several askings with his cardinals and prelates, and having consulted God in prayer and fasting, Pope Innocent was convinced that the two hermits were truly moved by the Holy Ghost. So the Pope gave a great and solemn approval of a new religious institute, which he would call the Institute of Holy Trinity, or Trinitarians, and he appointed St. John of Matha the Superior General. St. Felix finally died in his loneliness, which he loved so much, in November 1212, being very old at the time. And it is said that shortly before his own death, he came to choir to Matins, and he saw there Blessed Virgin herself with a company of heavenly spirits singing the divine office, the official prayer of the church. Children, Saint Felix truly loved to go unnoticed and forgotten, but God did not forget him, but instead raised him to the great work of rescuing captured prisoners. You, children, you are Christians and servants of Jesus. Never think that you are forgotten or abandoned. In fact, learn to love to go unnoticed, because, after all, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, they went unnoticed almost their whole life. And Our Lady herself has sung, "God will exalt the humble." Your treasure is in heaven, and in heaven with God. And so, because your treasure is in heaven, also there your greatest love should be. Learn always to love God in this world more than anything others, because if you love God in this world, he will remember you. And should you be forgotten by the people in this world, you most certainly are never forgotten by your heavenly Father. All those saints who loved solitude, they did that for the love of God, and how greatly they were rewarded. God always gives you hope when you love him back, and he will remember you even should the whole world forget you. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.